walk us through what happened in the month that I'm there with Junior Valentine? Just got a lot of clarity involved on who was ejected first in the conversation.
He ejected our bench coach, Joe. I went out there, and then he ejected me.
Was there an attempt at the end of the game to get a replay on the foul tip? Was that what you all wanted at the end of that game?
I believe so.
You were upset about the two pitches to Arenado. Is that the two you were upset about?
Those were two of them, yes.
Can you go through the spot with Jordan for the top of the seventh? To have Hicks go out for the seventh rather than have Montgomery back out there?
Yeah, you can send them back out there. He's at 88 pitches, I believe. At the end of the day, it's one of those situations where we were actually getting away with certain pitches up in the zone towards the end of that game. I took him out. His response was, I get it. The two-hole hitter there had already had a pretty good look at him and took some good swings off of him. And then he's facing the top of the order another time through. So Hicks has been pretty darn good the last 2 weeks. We trust him, Gio, and Helsley to be able to close out that game.
At what point did you get communication from Gordon that he wasn't
Actually, right after BP. He said he was 100% a taken at bat. He just, if we could stay away from playing the field, that would have been ideal. But taking it at bat was no issue at all. So stayed away from him in that Edmund at bat earlier in the game where he could have taken it there, but he would have had to play the field for three innings. So we saved him for an at bat at the very end where we knew we could keep him away from playing defense.
How terrible was the break with Newport's ball stays in the park? It's a tie game.
Feels about right now. That feels just about right, yeah. Off the bat, I thought it did. Yeah, I thought he got enough of it, but obviously didn't.
So much of the key for Hicks is not walking the first guy. It's a problem.
Yeah, he's done a nice job with that as of late. And unfortunately, tonight, it didn't go that way. But that's the way it's kind of, if you just take a couple steps back and look at how this has gone up to this point, you get a good start, and then something happens with a reliever, or vice versa, or the offense, but it just didn't line up. But if we trust Hicks, Gio, and Helsley to be able to close out that game.
What was your view of that? How much does that cause him to change the game that looks like a walk and it turns into a
It's huge. It really is. When the guys are battling as hard as they are, and the season's going the way it's going for us, now the last thing we need is to have another opponent against us. So, yeah.
You get a lead off double. I apologize.
That's fine. You're good.
You get a lead off double one time. How much of what followed is somewhat in the example of guys trying to be?
Yeah. I thought the guy made pitches. Honestly, that was a tough at bat on Contreras there. He was doing everything possible to stay back. Laid off of a couple there after chasing, but I mean, the guy made some pitches on him. So I'm not sure trying to do too much as much as just tip your cap to that at bat. Yeah. I mean, Contreras has a pretty good two-strike approach. He does a really nice job backing up the baseball and letting it get deep with two strikes. He pitched him well.